tried to tell you that those old fireplaces wasn't used for burning coal and wood, and you didn't believe me. But when I say I got your ass, oh, I've got your ass.
So, this is how the fireplace used to work. There would be a metal plate at the back of the firebox which would reflect infrared rays when the fireplace was heated up. There would also be two ether capacitors in the fireplace which provokes eddy currents in the metal frame which transmits them to the metal plate at the back. Eddy currents are current loops formed over conductor surfaces due to changing magnetic flux. They are useful in induction heating, levitating, electromagnetic damping, and electromagnetic braking. So the fireplace and the roof are both connected by metal bondings through the chimney. The whole construction becomes one solid conductor, and then the energy that's gathered from the ether gets converted into heat. In other situations, they even used radium for heating. I guess that's the reason why we still call them radiators even till this day. I mean, come on, brother. Do you really think they was burning wood and coal in these fireplaces? That's what the savages did when they came along and found these empty buildings, because they didn't know how to use the technology. And the size of the fireplace definitely wasn't built by us. So yeah, I've said this many times before, the eyes are useless when the mind is